Welcome to 239 Uncensored. Everything Southwest Florida and beyond with your host, Tim Jarrett. This podcast covers it all. Real talk on issues from real estate to real crime. Join the discussion on hot topics to politics. Don't get left behind. Be in the know about everything Southwest Florida and beyond.
Hello, Dave. Can you hear me?
Hey, Timmy. How are you?
Dave, you know it's at the time of the week. We got to give you a call. There's a couple hurricanes, tropical storms coming this way. What do you think? It's Laura and Marco. What's happening with that?
I know. Two of them. Two storms coming. The funny thing is, one of them's going to Texas, and one of them's coming here, and my niece just flew in from Texas last night, and she's in the car with me right now, Sedona. And which one's going to Texas? Marco? Or no, Marco's coming here.
Laura's going to Texas.
Right?
Did you say a fact?
Nikki.
Hello, my name is Nikki. I'd just like to say a fact. The last time something occurred like this was in 1933 when two tropical storms came to the Gulf, and one hit Texas and one hit Florida, but Florida turned into a tropical storm. That is it.
1933. You remember that one, Timmy?
Yeah, that was a couple years before I was born. Not too many, but just a couple years. Yeah. So are you guys, what are you guys doing? Are you guys like chasing the storm, or you guys realize it's going to be about 400 miles just west of you guys when it comes through?
We just went to Publix because we had to get some liquid IV, and that's something to help hangovers or something. So we just left Publix for that. But we're going home right now to get up in the Old Town Road to prepare for it. But we don't know what it's going to do. We're hoping, I usually get my hurricane information from you.
Well, I try to give you as much information as I can, but I go to you. One thing I was going to do, though, because I know you like to chase these things down, is I was going to bring the jet skis or the Sea-Doos up, and you guys can launch them, I think, probably tomorrow morning. And, just go west and start heading west, and you'll probably get a good opportunity to see how bad that storm's going to be if you really are dedicated to chase it down.
Yeah, I'm going to follow the plane that leaves MacDill Air Force Base that goes out there, the hurricane chase airplane. If you bring those up there, we'll go at the same time, and we'll get out there about 20 or 30 miles and see how it's doing. And if it gets really bad, we'll come back in. But I can't be responsible for your jet ski.
Now, you're probably going to need to take a couple extra tanks of gas on them. I mean, how far do you think they'll go?
Well, it's probably going to be about an hour drive before you need gas or something like that.
Yeah, well, it depends how fast you're going. But, I'd like to see how this whole thing is going to, unwind. But it looks like we're out of the cone. I think we're going to be okay.
But Naples going to get hit, or is Tampa going to get hit? What's the latest update?
Well,
I know you're in the weather center down there.
Well, I think we're okay. I believe that the cone is now moved and shifted to the left. Like I said, I think it's going to require maybe a boat or a couple jet skis to go out and really, figure out exactly how that's going to come through.
All right. Well, then I guess I don't need to worry about it, because we were just at Publix, and they're out of bread, they're out of water, and they're out of Michelob Light and Bud Light.
And toilet paper? They got toilet paper. That's the key.
Toilet paper, they haven't recovered since Corona. I don't believe. They have not recovered since Corona. When Corona started, end of February, 1st of March? So but Publix is, they're always prepared. They've got everything that you're going to need. We got all our mixers. We got cranberry juice. We got soda, water, and everything that we need to make it through a hurricane party.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it's pretty good. Now, your niece, Sedona, she flew out of Texas, I believe, to try to get away from the hurricane coming.
To dodge it.
Yeah. How's that going to work for her? I think she probably made a good decision on this one.
Well, she flew in last night at 10:30, but Sedona, what are you came here to avoid a hurricane, and now we're getting one. What do you think is going to happen?
I think if I get stuck here, it's not the worst thing in the world, but you know what? At least I'm not stuck in Texas.
So wait a minute. Nikki's got breaking news, she said. Nikki's in the...
Laura has shifted a bit and it's becoming a greater threat to Florida.
Laura is now a greater threat to Florida than it was to Texas.
Nikki, when does this shift? When does this happen? Is it like, is this like breaking news
right
for
now,
real?
Breaking news right now while we're on the phone.
22 hours ago.
Yeah.
22 hours ago.
Hey, she's a little bit behind. Hey, she's still on Friday afternoon. She's still on Friday afternoon.
Tell her it's a good thing. Maybe she just needs to refresh the page on her iPhone.
She forgets to hit that little go ahead button on the top.
You got me. She got me a little nervous, a little excited. I thought I was gonna have to go to work. You know, call in.
Listen, Timmy, we're all stocked up here. Old Town Road is stocked. We got plenty of food. We got plenty of. We got life jackets. We got ropes. We got my Range Rovers. I got it at the highest level that it can go. So if we got flooding or anything like that, we're prepared to go out there and help the first responders if we need to. But hopefully we won't need to. But we're what?
18 minutes ago. Okay. So 18 minutes. You got an update. Florida is mostly out of forecast track as of 18 minutes ago. It looks like it's headed to Alabama.
You realize we're like in the top 100 right now as far as podcasts go for interviews and comedy.
Wow, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, I think we're sitting at like 80. So 80, number 8.
I'm glad to be a guest on your show.
Yeah, you are a freaking one. Matter of fact, last time you did a weather report, I think you were over in Cocoa Beach.
All we do is dodge hurricanes. Last time I was over there, I saw Jim Cantore. We were over there. We were on the beach. The storm was brewing, but as luck would have it, it went up and got into South Carolinas or somewhere like that. But Tampa is my home. This is where my business is. This is where everybody that I care about lives and everything like that. So we take it seriously. Well, I was in Maine, but we're going to take it serious. Listen, my niece is in town. We're going to go hang out down at Marv's in a little bit in the pool. And we're going to take it serious. We're going to make sure that our Yetis are full, and we're going to just follow whatever it is that you give me for advice and whatever it is. According to Nikki, apparently she got a weather phone on her, on her thing. She just has to hit the refresh button. Right, Nikki, to make sure that we're up to date.
18 minutes ago, it's going to Louisiana.
Oh, okay, Louisiana.
18 minutes.
LSU.
Nikki's going from Alabama to Louisiana, which we know they're fairly close, but I mean, it'd be nice if you could kind of get it like semi. Right. What I need you to do is I need you to keep me posted on this storm and make sure we, you know, have updates on a regular basis, because I got to make sure that it's not coming this way and I'm okay and you're okay. And everybody in Florida is okay, and your niece obviously needs to be okay. And she came all this way just to, you know, get away from it coming to Texas.
Well, she came here to escape it from Texas, and I think she put herself right in harm's way.
Well, I hope not. If you go out in the wave runners tomorrow and chase them down like you're planning on doing, that might be a problem. Let's hold off on that one.
Let's hold off on that one. Let's see what tonight brings. All I got to say, though, Timmy, if I like to take a few minutes, and just say this, like, you and I both grew up in New England, right?
Yes.
I never was a Bruins fan growing up. Patriots, yes. Red Sox, yes. Celtics, yes. Never, for some reason, was I a Bruins fan. But the Tampa Bay Lightning, right? I'm going to represent right now up in my community, just closed out the first round in the NHL Finals, and they're playing the Bruins in the second round. So I'm going to make a prediction right now. We're going to close that. It's a best of 7, and I'm feeling that we're going to win it in 5 games. 5 games.
I don't believe
we're
going
to win it.
Well, I'm hoping you guys do. I didn't even know they were playing hockey, but, you know, it's good. I'm glad you're into it. That's a good thing.
It's in a bubble. They're doing a bubble. They're doing a bubble up in Toronto. They call it a bubble. Toronto.
So everybody's playing in the same spot, kind of like the Orlando NBA deal?
It's non-political. It's fun to watch. They got to finish the season. We still have to have a 2020 Stanley Cup champion. My only issue is I feel that Tampa's going to win it again this year, and we're not going to be able to have like a real parade.
That's going to be sad, though, if you can't really, like, celebrate.
It's gonna be sad. Yeah. Whoever thought Tampa would be a hockey town? Whoever thought Tampa would be a hockey town?
Nah, I didn't. I sure didn't. But, you know, I've been to a lot of games, as you know. I've been up there with you many times.
Yeah, you've come up. You've come up. I know I've given you plenty of tickets to games. You've come up, and you've ate our free food. You've drank our free drinks. And you've parked in our free park, and you've had a good time up here.
I had a good run at it, Dave. I had a good run.
You had a good run when the running was good. But here's the thing. I think that this is our year because right now, you know, they're on the bubble. That means all the East teams are playing in the same spot. But we start the Bruins, and that starts tomorrow at 8. So hopefully this hurricane is going to miss us, and we can watch some Tampa Bay Lightning hockey. And I hope everybody in Tampa – everybody in Florida embraces the Tampa Bay Lightning because we're due for a Stanley Cup championship. But yeah, so let the storms come. We're still playing hockey. We love it when there's lightning because whenever there's a lightning, when the lightning play and there's lightning in Tampa, hopefully the hurricane comes, we got lightning and downpours because we always win when the lightning happens. Proud to be the Thunder, and I'm proud to be a repeat guest on your show, 239 Uncensored. Listen, I never listen to podcasts until you started 239 Uncensored, and now I'm addicted to it. Addicted to it. I'm losing sleep because I'm up at night. I wake up at night, 3 o'clock in the morning sometimes. I listened to Jim Bloom's podcast the other night. At 3 in the morning, I woke up. My girl's like, what are you doing now? I said, I'm listening to this podcast late at night.
A lot of people have said that. Yes, a lot of people have said that.
I'm hiding, right? I listen to it, and I walk out in the hallway and listen to it. And she comes out, and she thinks I'm talking to somebody I shouldn't be talking to. I said, no, I'm listening to 239 Uncensored.
Right? Kind of like the State Farm commercial.
Like Jake from State Farm. Okay, Jake, what are you wearing? Okay, 239, what do you got to say? And but it's all good information, man, so hats off to you.
Thanks, Dave.
You and Rich and everybody, I mean, Sean McGrail, Jim Blue, everybody that's been on there, and Mark Baker, you guys do an awesome job. And I am honored to be a guest on your show. I don't think I'm funny. Some people think I'm funny, but sometimes I just try to be informative.
I think you're more funny than informative, but no, you are. You're good. You're good. You're good. No, I appreciate it. All right. You guys be safe, and thanks
and
for the phone call.
Happy birthday to your father. Happy birthday.
All right.
To
yeah, he's 80 years old. Now. Thanks, Dave.
I know.
I appreciate it. You guys be careful, brother. Okay.
Be safe.
Please make sure to download and listen to us on Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. And don't forget to like and share on social media. That was fun.